The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are hopefully ready for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. At least I'm ready.
I'm ready. I don't think we were fair to Chris because we didn't even tell him we were back. I think he was kind of questioning if we were there on the mic when he said we're going live.
Might have been. Yeah, we didn't really communicate all that well.
I had to remind you to turn it on. I'm sorry, guys. We are burning the candle at both ends, but it is worth every minute because we're meeting great people.
Yep.
Having a good time.
Yep.
Everybody likes the new clothing line we've started.
Yep. Our brand.
So it's been really fun.
Yep.
But we are getting older, and shows could take a toll on you.
That's true. They can. Especially after working all week, and you had the kids all week. I mean, you know, we just get worn out. We need a cruise, or we need some away time, don't we?
We need some away time. Yes, we really do. I mean,
no question.
I was looking back at some of our pictures, and it's been a long time since we had that.
I know. Yep. All right. Well, here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call in to share anything, you're welcome to do so. Or if you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest and win a brand new CVA muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA, CVA.com. Great muzzleloader. I own three of them. I did at one time. I own four. One was from back in the 70s. It belonged to my former father-in-law. And I have three of the modern Accuras, two mountain rifles, and a special edition that I've basically set it in for longer range. Just a standard muzzleloader with a little longer barrel, not a super duper long range special deal, but we've got the history with CVA. I've used their muzzleloaders on deer and bear and sika deer, and so I've enjoyed a good working relationship with them, and they're great folks to work with. So that's that. And, you know, they've worked with us when I was with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. They would always donate a muzzleloader for the fundraiser. And one of the fellows that won the fundraiser, Chuck Reavy, friend of mine, former boss, killed a giant sika stag with his CVA Wolf. And his son, the same year, the year later, killed one, and both of them made the record book, Maryland's Finest. So that's pretty cool that both those stags were taken with CVA muzzleloader. So let's see. We have Philip. Good morning, Philip. How are you this morning?
Alice, good morning. Good morning, Alice. Good morning,
Robin.
Good morning.
Robin. Yeah, how you doing? A little fuzzy here this morning.
I hear you.
We're fuzzy all over, so.
Getting ready to cross over into Delaware there, go get in a stand. I was out there all day yesterday for all that rain, and right after the rain had a nice cute little six-pointer. He was a young boy. He wasn't even wider than his ears, little short tines, little belly on him. I just let him walk. I figure he's got to grow up a little bit.
Yep.
That's cool, though. At least you got to see it. That's gorgeous.
Yep.
Yep. So going back to the same place, and hopefully his daddy or uncle will come around.
Granddad.
We'll keep our thoughts. We'll hope he will.
Yep.
Yep, so. Thank you very much for a chance to win the muzzleloader.
You got it, buddy.
Hope you win.
Thanks for calling in. Enjoy your day in the woods.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You got it.
Bye-bye now.
You got it. Bye, Philip. All right, Mr. Ron. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Well, good morning to you both.
Thank you.
I was on hold a week or two ago on your show. Didn't have time to take my call. You wanted to talk about rabies.
Oh, yes, and, yes.
Well, I was sitting at my house watching television, and all of a sudden outside this glass-lighted doors was a groundhog looking through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I guess my question is that a sign of rabies, out in the middle of the day doing weird stuff?
Not necessarily, because groundhogs are weird anyway. But and they are a daylight creature. They're not nocturnal like you would imagine a raccoon or an opossum or a coyote or something like that. They're not a rabies vector species. However, any mammal can get rabies. I know personally of a horse that received rabies. Don't know how, but I assume it was from a bite of a fox or a bat or something like that. And then and that horse had to be put down. But I also know of years ago when I first moved to Maryland, there was a woman in Owings Mills who was attacked by a groundhog, bit her on her legs, and she had to receive rabies treatment. And the groundhog itself was actually found to have rabies. So a groundhog looking in your window is not necessarily a sign of rabies. But if you are concerned about it, animal control won't come and take a groundhog. But, you may want to call a professional wildlife control agent. They have those guys that will come and trap the groundhog and so forth.
Well, I'll go. What happened after that? I went outside to kind of get him on his way.
Yeah,
and he climbed up a tree.
They do that. Yep.
Oh, really? Groundhogs go up trees?
Yep, they sure do.
I did not know that.
Yep, I had a mulberry tree in the yard in Baltimore County, and every now and then I'd look up and there'd be a groundhog, 15 feet above the ground up there eating mulberries. I've seen them in trees 3 different times in my life. So yes, they do climb trees.
I just thought it was odd behavior, and I guess it's not.
Well, to me, it would be odd.
Well, it's not. Hey, look, it's unusual, but it's not unheard of.
And probably not rabies.
Probably not rabies. Exactly right.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
You
thanks,
also.
Ron. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Hey, Ronald, where you been?
Hello, Ronald.
Hello, Ronald.
I guess he dropped off.
I guess Ronald left. How about that?
Well, we were all excited to talk to Ronald because we haven't talked to him in a while.
He'll call back. He's listening. He'll call back. No question. No question in my mind. So, Chris, have you been out this week at all? Did you get to go out?
No, sir. I didn't get a chance to go out. I might be able to get out either late Monday or maybe early Tuesday.
That'd be cool.
Not quite sure yet.
Gotcha. 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 Sounds like a plan. So,
now, well, I have, speaking of rabies, rather than send you a text,
yeah,
there is a mammal that very rarely, not impossible, but very rarely can contract rabies. Do you know what that animal is?
No.
Let me think. In the entire animal kingdom, as many mammals as there are? No. A camel, Chris.
No. Oh. Well, I mean, within the United States.
Oh, okay.
Possums.
Yes. Possums do.
Because their metabolism is so slow.
Yeah.
They vary. I mean, it's not impossible, but in 9 times out of 10, they will not contract them for that simple reason.
Possums are wonder critters. Everybody makes
yes,
fun
they
of
are.
Possums. But their diet is such that they will eat. They're great controllers of ticks.
Yes.
They love to eat ticks. And they're generally docile. They're not out to harm anybody, and they just get a bad rap, So,
I think they're kind of cool animals. They just kind of lumber along.
You know what else they're fun to do?
Oh, I don't think I want to know.
Well, when you're snowmobiling and you see one going across the field in the snow, grab it and shake it at your ex-wife.
You are so sick. swear.
I've cut several of them by the tail.
Alan, that sounds mean.
Well, I was just funning. Caught a big one down in Florida, too. Big one down in Orlando when I was down there. I hold them out by the tail. I sure don't let them cling or, you know, hug me.
That sounds mean to the animal.
No, you just hold them up and then let them go.
I think it's horrible.
Well, that's me. I'm just a horrible person. But that was my younger days. I wouldn't do that now. Hey, do you folks have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you just never use? You don't want the hassle of cutting the wood, splitting the wood, you know, stacking the wood, feeding the fire, building the fire, opening the flue, cleaning out the... Well, guess what? We had that. We never used a fireplace, but we solved the problem, and now we have a beautiful fireplace, a beautiful gas insert right there from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. I mean, it's got heat. You can raise the flame level. You can lower the flame level. You can put lights in the box. You can put the blower on, get the heat out into the room. It's really, really a nice unit. And Hearth America and Backyard Billy's in Kent Island is your premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro brand EX35 model gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. Excuse me. So we both enjoy the convenience, the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro brands and Regency brands, and here's the thing. Backyard Billy's has plenty in stock right now, but with the worldwide shortage of computer chips, that could delay your idea of owning a new insert, so don't delay. Act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Let me tell you about our friends at Clyde Sport Shop. I know that you all like to own firearms. Well, I'm going to give you a couple nice ones here. If you're a waterfowl hunter, you want to check out the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S shotgun. This auto loader shotgun was built for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers with a new power drive gas system reduces recoil. Throw one to your shoulder, and you will really like the way this gun feels. You know, you're in a blind, you got some heavy clothes on, you want to toss that thing up to your shoulder, it lines right up with your eye right down the rib. It's pretty cool. Then there's the Mark III BAR, Hell's Canyon Speed, Browning autoloader rifle. In a burnt bronze Cerakote finished barrel with the arid urban camo, a composite shim adjustable stock, an inflex recoil pad. Now, this is an autoloader, high-powered centerfire rifle with a large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers. That's a unique firearm that you should check out from Clyde Sport Shop if you like the autoloader. I gave you a shotgun and a rifle to choose from. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not give them a call at 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for ClydeSports.com. Open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sport Shop. We'll be right back after these messages.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
All right, let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
Well, hello, Miss Robin. Hello, Alan. How y'all doing?
Good. Great. I was just thinking about you. We hadn't heard from you in a while.
Well, my phone's acting crazy with me and everything there. So I'm still enjoying listening to the show every Saturday morning and everything there, you know.
Sure.
You know. So I said, let me give y'all a call there, let you know, hey, still love the show there, you know, and learning a lot from the show and this and that and everything. Miss Ruth, she's doing fine.
Good.
Is she doing good? I was good. That was my next question out of my mouth.
Oh, well, she's been hospitalized.
Oh, has she? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So she might come home today because she told them, you know, she in so much excruciating pain there. She said she told the doctor she feel like, hey, just injure herself or do something to herself there, and the doctor, they had to put a thing in the hospital there.
Wow.
And she's been there 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
She might come home today, and, yeah, she's doing fine and everything.
Well, we'll keep good thoughts today that she gets home if that's what's right for her, okay?
Yes. Oh, well, they got her back in good shape now and everything, so, you know.
Good.
Awesome.
I enjoyed listening to the show.
Love well, thank you.
There, you know, and wanted to call and say hi to y'all, and happy Thanksgiving to y'all as well.
Oh. You too. And please tell her she's in our thoughts, okay?
All right, Miss Robin. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Y'all take care.
You all right, buddy.
Hey, keep it up, Alan.
You hey.
Great, man.
Thanks, Ron.
You take have care. A super day.
All right, y'all. Do the same, man. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Well, good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, let me wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Secondly, I want to tell you, I've been listening to you guys for years, mm-hmm. and the information that you dispense is unbelievable. I want to thank you for it. And that was for the purpose of my call, really, just to give you guys a good shout-out
on well,
the fine job that you do. So, again, this morning's show has been phenomenal so far.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I was worried. I kept waiting for the butt.
No. You already razzed on Alan enough this morning. I figured I'd give you guys a pass on that one.
you never know what somebody's going to say. You know what I mean? And I just kept waiting for, but you did this. No, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Very much.
So,
thank you.
In any event, you guys have a great day. Have a good holiday. And I'm glad I just had a chance to say thank you for all that you've done over the years.
Well, thank you so much.
And good luck in the muzzleloader contest.
Yes.
Well, you know, if I do, if I get it, that's fine. If I don't, that's fine. But I looked it up, by the way, when you were on commercial break. I went to their website.
Yeah.
That's a coin. I'm kind of impressed.
CBA?
I'm kind of impressed on what I read.
Oh yeah!
They're good.
They're a great company. They have a single single shot rifles as well. And some of the folks now who are seeking every source are now going to CVA for the 350 Legends and the 450 Bushmasters and things like that. So, you know, they're just a fine company all the way around. You know,
they are. As a matter of fact, you also have been blessed with Clyde's Gun Shop. I know them.
Oh, yeah, they're good people.
Yep. And I'm hunting and fishing both.
Yep. They've got everything for fishing and crabbing as well, no question.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a good sponsor for you, and it fits in with what we're doing.
They've been doing it, a long time.
They're awesome. Yes, they are super people.
Well, I had met Clyde and his wife, both very fine people.
Oh, yeah.
Staff over there. I worked right up the street at UPS, and it was right down the street from them.
Sure.
So when I had a dinner break, I wouldn't eat dinner just to save weight and head to Clyde's for a minute. You know.
Oh, that sounds like a cool deal.
That's great. That's what you do. So.
Yeah, so they not only do the hunting and fishing, but they also do weight control.
Weight control.
Weight control. That's
I
good.
Love
the
it.
Clyde's diet. I like it. Sounds good.
All right,
man. Thanks for the call.
Have a good morning. Thank you.
You have
too.
A super day.
Yep.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Thank you.
Bye. Let's talk to Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Hey, Alan. Can you guys hear me okay?
Just
yes,
fine.
Sir.
Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
I just wanted to see what pick your brain a little bit on some deer cameras.
Okay.
And see if you could send me in the right direction. What I have is I live in Jessup,
mm-hmm.
but I have a little bit of mountain property down in Tennessee in Granger County.
Right.
And I'm looking for some deer cameras to put up that would be like solar powered.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always, you know, you don't have batteries. But
right.
But if it detects motion, it would send it to my cell phone through like a phone app or something.
Yep.
And I would be able to see it even though I live here.
There are several models out there, and I'm not going to name brands because I don't use trail cameras. So I don't want to go on something I've seen on television and just kind of regurgitate that. What I would suggest is do your research, because the way it works, and you said solar powered, there are apparatuses that you can attach to a trail camera that will, you know, work on the sun and keep the batteries charged. I don't know if there are any that come actually equipped with solar powered panels, but I think there are. What you're going to have to do is once you buy your phone, you're going to have to connect with one of the major carriers, whether it's AT&T or Verizon or one at T-Mobile or something. Some of them have, you know, some of them have part-time plans that you can run to attach to your camera and so forth that will send that signal to your phone from no matter where. So it's all a matter of doing your research as far as which one you like. I mean, there's a million of them out there.
I had a hard time because I was looking
for
him.
And, you know, quite frankly, Robin, the one, and we're not going to name it, the one you recommended for me for last Christmas, when you talk to people who use those particular brands, they have issues with the lenses fogging up and things like that. So are you on social media at all?
Yeah, I just haven't taken the time because I know how sometimes it can be, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's a mess, you know. But,
yeah,
I mean, that's not a bad question to ask on Maryland Bowhunter Society or some of those other hunting sites, you know. It's not a bad question to ask because somebody will tell you, well, I bought XYZ and it didn't work, and I bought, you know, ABC and, you know, bad things happen. So I would just like I said, do your research and there are reviews that are published online. You know, if you pick one, you can always go on and say XYZ trail camera reviews and see what people are saying.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that to me, that's what Robin does with products, and that's what I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes.
And that's what I do when I'm looking for a purchase like that. You know, I want to see who's saying what about the product I have in mind.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But I will give you a good recommendation for CVA. That's for sure.
Okay.
All right. Absolutely. So, good luck in your search, and let us know what you decide on.
Yeah, please.
I sure will.
All right.
Thanks for the info, and you guys have a beautiful day.
All right, you too. Thanks for the call. Yes, indeed.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see.
We've got Richard, formerly of Maryland, now
in Yes, we do. Yes, we do. How about Richard from Tennessee?
How about him?
How's that sound?
How
does that
you
sound
doing?
Weird or not?
Good. Good morning, Alan and Robin. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank
you also.
Same to you, Richard.
Hey, this obviously wasn't the reason for my call because I just now heard the guy, but those AA batteries last a good long while, and if he's in the mountains of Tennessee, you ain't getting a whole lot of sunshine down at that level on the ground.
Well, that's a good point, too.
You know, maybe 3-4 months out of the year, but, you know, summertime, the solar ain't going to be getting a lot of sunshine.
Okay.
If he's in the mountains. If he's out in a pasture or something, that's a different story. But
yeah,
anyway,
field edge or something, I got that.
If
yeah.
he's still listening, I mean, the AA batteries, I got a lot of trail cameras out, and I might have to change them once a year.
Do you?
That's a good thought.
Good
really
point.
Is, Richard.
Do you have the cellular antenna on your cameras? Do they send them?
No, I just go low end. I get, I don't want to say disposable cameras, but I get the cheap ones. They still put out a good picture. I've had a couple fail on me, you know, over the period of time I've been here, but for the most part, they're still working good, and they just work good. I mean,
yeah.
I don't need to get the things to send to my phone and all that kind of stuff.
Well, he lives in Maryland, and his property's in Tennessee.
Right.
So he needs that access via phone to see what's going on his property. Because he's not there on the property changing batteries and checking.
I realize they have, you know, I see you can go to any store and see those, too. Of course, you pay a little more for those. But, again, wherever he's at, I know I'm not exactly sure where Granger County's at. I think it is in East Tennessee here near, not too far from us. But you're not getting cell service out in that mountain. It just ain't happening.
Okay. Good advice, man. Good advice.
That was really good. See, our listeners are our biggest help.
That's true.
Calling to see what the deer movement is like up there, because it's almost non-existent down here so far.
You know, it's kind of hit and miss. I mean, you'll get a day when it's, you know, 45 degrees at night, and the deer will move all day, and then you won't see anything for 2-3 days. And it depends on the area, too. I mean, it's all over the board. It's all over the board. There's some really nice bucks being taken. A young lady down in Charles County killed a big piebald, non-typical, that she requested us to measure, green measure, and, you know, she's all over the country with that now, North American Whitetail and a bunch of other ones if you want to go and check that out at the Maryland Deer, and she's going to be in our record book. They're very familiar with bucks, bears, stags. They have the record book, and, you know, they're anxious to get this one in 2023, so we're excited about that for her as well. So
now, was that an archery kill or a muzzleloader?
Yeah, it was a crossbow.
Cool.
It was a crossbow. So, yeah, but it the deer never happened before, but they took the entire deer, the entire deer, cold out of a cold box to from Charles County to Cecil County to be measured.
And so, this wasn't even an official score yet.
No, this is a green score, like 2 days after she killed her, a day after she killed it. So go on Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, and you'll see photos of that deer and Bob Newton measuring it. You know, somebody texted him and said, or called him and said, was that deer alive when you scored it?
Probably. What is she going to do, a full mount or something?
Full body mount, full body mount. Yep.
Wow.
No question.
Yeah, it's piebald, and the antler pattern is unbelievable.
Oh, it's a non-typical. It's got points everywhere. It's, I think, 19
points.
Look at.
Yep.
I got a buddy of mine. I think he's in Kent County, and he said they haven't been seeing nothing.
Yeah, it's been odd. It's been odd. Depends on where you are. Yeah.
Richard, I got to say goodbye for a minute. We'll keep talking to Alan, okay? But I wanted to say bye to you.
Okay. Well, goodbye, Robin. Nice talking to you again.
You too,
yes,
bye.
Indeed. So.
I'm not going to hang the phone. I'm not going to stay on the phone.
Okay. We appreciate that.
All right. Well, you guys
Richard,
have a good Thanksgiving.
You do the same, buddy.
I'll check out that deer on Bucks, Bear, Stags.
You got it, buddy. It's a cool-looking deer. So.
Nice. Thanks, Alan.
All right, Richard. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, folks, hang in there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Colder tone of the weekend forecast feeling a lot more like November in our high today 56, low tonight near freezing, and some widespread freeze and frost alerts up across the mid-Atlantic tonight. Mid-50s for Sunday, low 50s for Monday, and much of next week will be dry and cool with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s and 40s. Recapping our forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with a high of only 56 degrees this afternoon in Baltimore. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. We got Bernie on the line. Good morning, Bernie. How are you?
Good. How you been?
Doing well. What's going on?
No, just out here working. Getting ready to go check some people duck hunting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. So how long is the season in?
This is the second split.
Right.
And it runs till I can look right here in the book and let you know.
Well, we publish the seasons in the quarterly, and I'm not even looking at it. So.
Yeah. These all new splits.
How you doing with how you doing with the Eastern Zone and Western Zone thing?
It's not so bad. Give them guys in the western part an opportunity to shoot some ducks.
Yeah, that's true. November 13th today through the 26th.
The 26th. Yep.
Yep. And then in the Western Zone, it's the 20th through the 26th.
Yes, sir.
And then it comes back in December 15th through the end of January. So.
Yes.
And you also have black ducks in today, too.
Starts today.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Along with junior hunt, it's going to be a busy day.
Yes, it is. Junior deer hunt day. It is going to be a busy, busy day for those of you who are in the outdoors industry. And we just hope that the dads are getting the kids out in the deer woods, you know.
Yep.
So we didn't do our group from Montgomery County. The principal driver of that is out of town. He's on a bear hunt somewhere else. And you know, we just kind of let that one lie today because without the ramrod, you know, the volunteers are going to have their hands full, you know, directing their own traffic. So we'll get some results on that. We might do an article in the quarterly here in the next issue or so. We did a bunch of them last year, so we'll see what happens. So, but cool, man. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
I appreciate it. Just wanted to get on that muzzleloader.
You're in it. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
See you, Bernie. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. 410. It'll be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Kenny. Good morning, Kenny.
We got Kenny and Captain Don.
Yeah, Kenny and Captain Don. Who wants to talk?
We're both there right now.
All right. So the question is, are you on the fish?
We've been on them.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been on the fish.
On some nice
ones. To go get them.
Got it. It's good seeing you guys. Good seeing you guys last Saturday.
Yeah, it was good seeing you over there.
Yeah. Was that Saturday, Robin?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
And please tell your wife it was a pleasure to meet her.
Indeed.
Oh, well, I will tell her. She's actually up in Massachusetts today.
Got it.
I really liked her. Yep. She was very nice.
Yeah, she enjoyed chatting with you, and
Dawn kind of likes her, too.
Who? Who was that?
You. You kind of like her, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a, as we say on the water, she's a keeper.
A keeper? Unless you're in Massachusetts, then she's a keeper.
Keeper, yeah.
She's a keeper.
But we wanted to call this morning, say hi, and I wanted to make sure that Kenny was in the contest.
Oh, well, you're a good friend there, buddy. You sure?
And we will make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to start doing something else during the winter.
Well, I got it.
Why don't you buy a hunting magazine?
Well, I might have to go hunting.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
The hunting quarterly's for sale.
Yeah, the hunting quarterly's for sale.
Yeah, well, his nephew is that great outdoors guy who got that big Sitka deer, and maybe we can get his name's Dawson. Maybe we can get Dawson to take Kenny out and teach him how to do all that hunting stuff.
Dawson would be great. He looks like he's very experienced at it. So,
yeah,
that sounds good. We got to get Dawson's stag measured for the record book. That's for sure.
Oh, look, yeah,
it's definitely going to make it. So,
yeah, we're on him, and also Dawson's a great snakehead.
Oh, is he really? Cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. He has the boat all fixed up with the high intensity lights. And in fact, he was the one that gotten by with the situation of some of these creeks and rivers over here in Anarondale County having special regulations regarding...
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not sure how that all turned out, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure how that worked out. So
there's snakehead hunting 2 nights ago behind my house, so they started it up again. Yeah.
I tell you, it's the best eating fish.
Yeah,
they're good. Yep, they're good. So,
but we'll let you go. But have a great weekend and have a good time over there at your show.
All right, man.
Thank you. Wish y'all were coming over.
Okay.
Hey, you can't be on the shore every weekend. He's got to fish sometimes. Good seeing you, buddy.
Get me one of those shirts. We have to get some of those shirts.
We'll hook up with you.
Yes, we will.
So,
okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. Yep. See ya. Bye bye. So we got an email from John. He says, "I've had success casting small natural colored curly tail grubs on jig heads in the Patapsco near the Daniels Dam. Trout seem to be the fish of the moment, and they're running well at Daniels Dam. It's because they've been stalking." You know, the DNR has a fall stocking program all over the state. "Have you heard of anything else biting? Can you talk to us about what you're hearing about the fishing around Maryland?" Well, all we can go on is what we hear anecdotally from anglers and what's on the Maryland Fishing Report. Now, if you're not getting the DNR emails, you should be. It's easy to sign up for the emails. You can sign up for any and all. You can sign up for the fishing report. You can sign up for the news. You can sign up for the trout stocking schedule. And going online with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources is pretty easy to sign up. So they send out a fishing report every week. This one, November 10th, was quite lengthy. Spent a lot of time on the striped bass. Fishing is just extremely good right now. The water temperature is perfect. As far as freshwater is concerned, any water that contains crappie, the crappie are going to be schooled up around the structure. Okay, they're going to be biting minnows and jigs. Bass fishing is good. Bass fishing is good all over the state. We see walleyes being caught. Walleyes being caught in the Potomac River. Walleyes being caught in the reservoirs. We're seeing big smallmouth being caught on the upper Potomac. Even on the north branch of Potomac, there's a photo of a fellow on there that caught a really pretty rainbow trout in the north branch. So there's all, you know, the water temperature's perfect. Some trout species breed in the fall, so the spawning run is on for some of the trout species. Not necessarily in the spring, but those put-and-take trout are being put out there as well in good numbers. So, you know, fishing is good. If you get out there, know what's in the water. There's a giant catfish. Looks like it was a giant blue cat caught on the gunpowder. I mean, big blue cat. So... even in the bay, if you're fishing for striped bass and you get a good solid strike, it could be a catfish. They're hitting the eels, they're hitting the spot, you know, they're hitting everything. Stripers, concentrate on the shallow water, concentrate on the shorelines, concentrate on the surface, if you would. So, there we go. That's what we got right now. That's the condensed Reader's Digest version of what's going on out there. So let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, we talked about some of the fine Browning firearms, and we can continue to talk about those. But with fishing being so good, you might want to consider heading to Clyde's and picking up some live bait and minnows to get out there and toss at your favorite fish, whatever that might be, because fishing is good. They have everything you need for fishing. They have all the terminal tackle. They have the circle hooks for striped bass. They have topwater lures. They have live bait and minnows, as I mentioned. They have all the rods and reels. Now that some of the supply chain has loosened up a little bit, they don't have everything, but they have a better supply of rods and reels and kids stuff, especially in time for Christmas. So you might want to consider that. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're full-line everything. Full-line Browning dealer, but they've got firearms, ammunition, gunsmithing, scope mounting. They've got the fishing tackle, the crabbing supplies. Get somebody a trot line for Christmas. Why not? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9410. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Hey, are you looking for a backyard grill, maybe a new grill for Christmas or Thanksgiving? You know, you can get one set up in time for Thanksgiving to smoke that turkey if you want.
We're having a smoked turkey for Thanksgiving.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island knows fire. Are you looking for that new backyard grill? Well, they have the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You can see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs for that, you know, really cool look in your regular fireplace? You put the gas logs in there, and you get that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and they've got those gas fire tables, a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. What? Did you want to say something?
Mm-mm.
No? You're looking at me like you want to say something.
Does Chris have more ads to run?
Yes, he does.
Good. I got a job for you when you get to that point.
All right. Let me talk about Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Crab headquarters in Edgewater. The hunting department is already filled up with great stuff. I mean, you've got firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, the Matthews and Hoyt compound bows, Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows, large selection of arrows, broadheads, attractant scents, accessories, Habit brand camo. You can try archery skills on the Monster video shooting wall, and they have deer corn, too. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, ammo, and they're a authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, and we will be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie.
Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadenceville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get back to the show. Any callers on the line, Uncle Chris?
No, sir. And we've got about a minute before the music starts.
A minute before the music. So that guy had a point, Robin.
Which one?
He'd rather sit in a deer stand and, you know, maybe change his mind a little bit if his wife would buy some camo lingerie.
I'll remember that.
Yeah, you will. All right. Well, I don't know that we have time for another caller unless somebody just wants to call in and leave their name and number and maybe say hi and just wanted to get in the contest. But we want to thank you for a great show this morning.
It's been really good.
Yep, ladies and gentlemen that called in.
And can we tell them please come out and see us today?
Sure.
We met some great people yesterday.
Yep.
It would be nice to see some of our listeners.
Yep. Somebody said yesterday, now I know that voice, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He said, I kept knowing I knew your voice.
Yep. So, anyway, we told a lot of people about the Outdoors and Radio Show, so maybe some new listeners came in today. And we'll be there, Sportsman's Tent number one, right beside the beer tent, right across from the Jumping Dogs.
Yep. Right, just listen for the goose calls.
Yeah, that's not the most amount of goose calls. It's just the loudest ones.
The ones that aren't obnoxious aren't horrible.
Yeah, we're surrounded by them. So, all right, buddy. Folks, Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay safe. I remembered it. And enjoy this beautiful day. Come down to Easton and see us at the Waterfowl Festival if you can.
Good luck, Junior Hunters.